dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. The screams that you will hear on a beautiful July day from the east will be my family enjoying Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. There will be a lot of my family there, all ages from me to three. Most of our family loves roller coasters, including our three adult children and the older grandchildren. A couple of summers ago, roller coasters almost got me into trouble, along with my oldest grandson, Jarek, in Silver Dollar City near Branson, Missouri. At the end of every day, Silver Dollar City puts on this enormous variety show in a huge amphitheater, and we were all going to meet there. But Jarek and I had found a roller coaster called Thunderation that, at the end of the day, had no line at all. So we could get off, cycle around, and get on again. So we kept riding. We got some sideways glances as we slipped into our seats with the opening notes of the variety show in the amphitheater. But boy, we had fun. And more fun, more summers. Last summer, roller coasters at Mount Olympus in Wisconsin Dells. They even have a fairly good moderate thrill roller coaster that a four-year-old granddaughter could ride along with her two brothers and me. You know, I don't know how many roller coaster years I have left in me. But when I look at the faces of my adult children when we get off those rides and see their excitement, it erases 25 or 30 years in an instant. I know that's not going to last forever. There will come a day. The disciples and women the likes of Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome had been on a roller coaster. They had witnessed the joyous Palm Sunday parade. Some had gathered with Jesus in the upper room for an intimate Passover supper. But then the dips on that roller coaster were so precipitous as to be an express elevator to death and hell itself. A cross, suffering, death, a burial. Friday, pain the likes of which had been unimaginable just a few days prior. Saturday, a Sabbath, a time to wait. And then the third day, the day that makes all the difference. It was not long ago that Bethel buried a saint of a man who was effective in telling the story of Jesus Christ in his own unique way. He had been ailing for quite some time. He, family members, everybody knew that his days were numbered on this earth. This was not a cause for sadness for this man or his family. He had an active, loving faith in Christ Jesus. He was looking forward to seeing Christ Jesus face to face and giving up a body that had limited him in great fashion for the past couple of years. On a Friday, we got a telephone call at the church saying that this man was not expected to live through the night. So a pastor immediately went over, offered devotions, prayer, and blessing. Another pastor went over on Saturday morning to check just to see how things were progressing, and there Jim was, sitting up and eating breakfast. Someone said, imagine how disappointed Jim must have been to close his eyes and expect to wake up seeing Jesus and instead seeing oatmeal. Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, and Salome woke up early on a Sunday morning expecting that their task would be to anoint the dead body of Jesus. And there were so many obstacles in their way. Roman guards who could yet be posted at the tomb. Who would roll that great stone away from the front of the tomb? They had to overcome their own fear and grief. Well, they saw, surprisingly, that one of the obstacles had already been removed. But that presented even more obstacles. As they entered the tomb, they saw a man in a white robe on the right side, and they were alarmed, the Bible tells us. That's an obstacle. And then this angel or man gives them a cryptic message. Jesus has been raised. He's going ahead of you to Galilee. Go tell his disciples. Cause for great joy? Not at all. Cause for more obstacles. They fled from the tomb, full of terror and amazement. They were filled with fear. They didn't even tell anybody what they had heard and seen. This is not the stuff of Easter morning celebration. The difference is this: the fear and the terror would not win out. Instead, the proclamations of new life in Jesus and Jesus' own resurrection appearances caused this news to spread like wildfire, so much so that 50 days after Easter, on Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the faith in one day. Because of one day. Because of the third day. We can go back to some of my melancholy musings about the number of years that I have left to ride roller coasters with my children and grandchildren. I am realistic about that, but am not despairing, and it is because of the third day. If actuarial tables are correct, I will leave this earth far ahead of those subsequent generations. I suppose I will be a little sad about that. Not being able to see grandchildren, maybe even great-grandchildren, grow up a little bit more, achieve a little bit more, ride roller coasters, play sports, maybe have families of their own if they choose. It just is the cycle of life, yes. But we cannot be despondent over that cycle, over that news, because God has planned for us an eternal future through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every day in this new perfect kingdom will be better than any moment on the best roller coaster in America. So what did you come on this third day to see? Did you come for large crowds and excitement that is reserved for just one day in the church year? I pray you are fulfilled. Did you come for excellent music and to raise your own voice in song in proclamation of the risen Lord? Then you've come to the appropriate place. Have you come to be inspired by the risen Lord? Have you come to be emboldened in your sure and certain hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ and those you love? Have you come to spit in the face of death and the devil? And no matter what troubles you this day, to walk confidently into the future, then this is the right place, because this is the third day. Alleluia. Amen.